Now, just to recap.
Manje ngikujik.
So that those who are only here for the first time today.
Labo abafika namhlanje okokuqala.
So that we are all on the same track.
Khona sizokwazi ukuhamba sonke.
I began teaching about sufferings.
Ngiye ngaqala ngafundisa ngokuhlupheka.
We read from Isaiah 53.
Siye na Isaiah 53.
And we saw how our Savior
sabona ukuthi umsindisi wethu
suffered for us.
Uhlupheke kanjani ngathi?
Brutally so.
Kabuhlungu.
He was rejected by the same people he came to suffer.
Wayelahlwa abantu bona laba abahluphekelayo.
Hallelujah. Ashes, you're going to need to help me, please.
Ngisizeni.
Is there a problem?
Kukhona inkinga na?
Caroline, please be a roadblock there.
Sisi Caroline, ngicela ube yibhodi lapho. Sengikhohliwe bengithini.
So, he suffered a lot for us.
Wahlupheka kakhulu ngathi.
Please, can we minimize the movement? It's really disturbing me.
Iyang disturba ngempela.
Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. And so I began to tell you.
Ngiqale ngakutshela futhi.
That there's three types of suffering in this life.
Inhlobo zokuhlupheka la emhlabeni.
There's a suffering.
Kunokuhlupheka.
That we experience as a result of the mistakes or the sins of our fathers.
Okuza ngamaphutha nangeyinkinga zobaba.
When I say fathers here, I'm talking about parents.
Mangitho baba la ngikhuluma ngomama.
I'm talking about those who are in authority.
Nalabo abasephakeme.
So sometimes those who have gone before us,
laba sebahamba sebadlula,
they make big mistakes.
Benza amaphutha amaningi.
Or commit sin.
Benza ububi.
That causes those who are coming after them.
Lobo benze ukuthi nalaba beze emva kwabo.
To suffer. Do you remember?
Basokole nabo.
I made an example of Ukraine.
Ngenza isibonele ngeUkraine.
There's a war happening there currently.
Kunempi yenzeka lapha njengamanje.
Now if a child is born into that nation.
Uma umntwana ezalwa kuleso sizwe.
He's suddenly born into a land of fighting.
Uzalelwa empini.
Of pain.
Enhlungwini.
Of death.
Ekufeni.
And that child would have not decided that let's have war.
Lo mntwana akadecidanga yena ukuthi asibe nempi.
It is the leaders of the time.
Yilabo abebephethe ngaleso sikhathi.
For whatever reason they have.
Ngaziphi izathu zonke.
When they choose to fight.
Abachoza ukuthi
bene. And a lot of people will suffer.
Ene bonke abantu bazohlupheka.
Do you understand?
Uyaqonda.
Then there are sufferings.
Kunokuhlupheka futhi.
That we experience.
Esikuthola.
Because of our own mistakes.
Ngenxa yamaphutha ethu.
Because of our own sins.
Ngenxa yezono zethu.
Sometimes when we are young.
Masibancane sikhula.
We make decisions ignorance.
Senza inqumo ezimbi.
When you are at school.
Mangabe sisesikoleni.
When it's time for you to study.
Uma kwesikhathi sokuthi ufunde.
You are playing around.
Uyadlala wena.
You are moving around.
Uyashewula.
Exam time.
Ngesikhathi seexam.
You fail.
Uyafeyila.
Now that failure.
Lokho kufeyila.
Is because of your own mistakes.
Ingenxa yamaphutha akho.
Which will bring even more suffering in the future.
Lokho kusengaletha ukuhlupheka okuningi ngekusasa lakho.
I understand what I'm saying.
Amen.
But then I told you there's a different type of suffering.
Ngakutshela futhi okunye.
A suffering that comes into your life.
Okuza empilweni yakho.
Not because of your fathers.
Hayi ngenxa kababa wakho.
Not because of you.
Hayi ngenxa yakho.
But it's a suffering that you endure because you've chosen to follow Jesus.
Yilena ongena kuyona ngoba ukhethe ukulandela uJesu.
When you follow Jesus,
mawulandela uJesu,
it also comes with suffering.
Kuza nokuhlupheka futhi.
You know, when someone gets born again, Prudence,
uyazi omunye mayezalwa kabusha,
they'll be saying, you know, Pastor, since I received Jesus,
uzothi baba, since ngamukela uJesu,
zonke into zami ziyavuleka.
All my things is going well.
Then when I hear, I know that this one is fresh.
Mangizwa ngizobona ukuthi lona usemusha.
But as you continue walking with Jesus,
maqhubeka uhamba noJesu,
and you take the conscious decision,
uthatha futhi isinqumo,
to keep growing,
uqhubeka ukukhula.
You take the decision that now I want to serve him,
sokuthi manje ngifuna ukuseva.
And you take the decision to commit to him, to commit to his work,
yena ungena emsebenzini yakhe.
That comes with a lot of pain.
Lokho kuza nenhlungu enkulu.
You know, yesterday when the praise and worship was singing,
izolo praise worship mayicula lapha,
this song that angiwana
leli culo lithangwana ka manxebami,
you know, you guys have been singing it,
yazi nina benilicula,
mara yesterday
God izolo
lingishayela
lingithinte phakathi.
Yina manxeba,
amanxeba yilapho limele khona amaskazi,
amaskazi wounds. Children of God have a lot of scars.
Bantwana baNkulunkulu banamanxeba amaningi.
A lot of wounds.
Ilonde iningi.
But a child of God,
God umntwana kaNkulunkulu,
just like his savior,
ngoba nje nomsindisi.
The Bible says, as the lamb to the slaughter.
Bible lithi njengemvu yiswa ehlatshweni.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is not a nice message. Can you see it's not there?
So miyalezo mnandi uyabona nawe.
Glory be to the living God.
Amen.
Now, let's start from where we finished yesterday. Read for me.
Asiqalela sigcine khona.
Matthew chapter 9.
Ku Matthew chapter 9.
From verse 35.
Kusuka
35. Angiwanaki amanxeba uzo apoli suba ani wana amanxeba uzo apoli suba uzo apoli uzo apoli suba uzo apoli suzo apoli suba. May the Lord heal any type of wound that you have in your life, in Jesus' name. All right, Matthew
chapter 9 and verse 35.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus traveled through all the towns and villages of that area, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And he healed every kind of disease and illness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless.
When he saw the crowds,
enkathe bona isixuku,
he had compassion.
Waba nesihe.
Another word for compassion,
ngamanye amazwi,
is his heart was broken.
Inhliziyo yakhe yaphuka.
You remember?
Uyakhumbula.
Why was Jesus' heart broken?
Ingane ayephukelwa umoya.
When he was looking at the crowd.
Mayebuka isixuku.
The Bible says because they were fainted.
IBhayibheli lithi ngoba babequlekile.
And fainted means
uquleka kusho ukuthi
that they were growing weak.
Babephele amandla.
That they were being tired out.
Ukuthi babekhathele.
You know, life is so difficult.
Impilo inzima.
That over the process of time,
ukuthi maqhubeka isikhathi,
you become tired.
Uhamba ukhathale.
Sometimes life can be so unfair to you.
Kwesinye isikhathi ngangabi nayo uzwelo kuwe.
That you become hopeless.
Ukuthi uze uphelelwe
yithemba. Even as a child of God,
ungumntwana kaNkuluNkulu.
There are many children of God who are hopeless.
Baningi abantwana baNkuluNkulu abaphelelwe amathemba.
Who are tired.
Abakhathele.
Who are discouraged.
Abaphelelwe.
that they no longer have faith anymore. Even in their prayers. When Jesus looked at the clouds, his heart was broken because he was seeing the hopelessness in the people. And the Bible says they were scattered abroad. And scattered abroad means they were walking on this earth aimlessly. No more vision. No more focus. No more purpose in this life. And when Jesus saw it, he was heartbroken. And the Lord said that the reason for this was because there were sheep without a shepherd. Ladies and gentlemen, in these days that we are living in, we need shepherds to begin to rise up. We need shepherds to begin to rise up. You've been a child of God for long. You know the word of God. You know how to pray. You have a relationship with God. You just keep it to yourself. You don't encourage anybody with the word. You don't pray and intercede for anybody. People are going astray in your presence as a child of God. And you're not doing anything. It doesn't hurt you. It doesn't harm you. That Jesus is coming back. And if he comes back and finds our community in this situation, how many will go to hell? How many will go to heaven? Some of us will live close to taverns and what have you. We see young people, and they are getting younger and younger and younger, proving to come nice, becoming drunkards. What type of husbands will they be? What type of men will they be in the community? When already as teenagers, they become drunkards. Now let alone their eternal destination.
Next asalake.
Hey, laban bayang rasela.
Zolo kuti ye bayang rasela.
And you sleep.
Ulale, uhone.
You don't have any heart to say, oh God.
Auna yunjunembeza, oti ye Jesus.
Have mercy.
Ibanomusa.
Let salvation come unto
Namapias.
Save the young ones.
Let
them know you. Let the blood of Jesus that speaks better things than that of Abel's speak for this
community.
We need shepherds. We need shepherds.
Sidinga umelusi.
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 Even in the church,
namanje la ebandleni.
Fellow church members.
Abanye bethu ebandleni.
They don't love each other.
Abalithanda abantwana.
And by that I mean they don't care enough.
Abanendaba ngokwanele.
To be interested. Whether they are fellow brother or sister in Christ, is growing in the Lord, is prayerful,
is
into the word of God. There must be a change. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now today, for a very short time, I want to share with you what I've entitled The Ministry of a
Shepherd.
So that perhaps The words I have spoken over the last couple of days, if they have touched your heart, then you are saying to your God, I want to step out. I want to participate in the sufferings of Christ for his church, for his body. What will that look like? And what will it be? What will be expected from you? Do you understand?
Yeah,
number one. God needs someone who will give hope to people.
Unkulunkulu ufuna umuntu oyonika ithemba ebantwini.
Now, you're going to have to read for me fast, okay? Same Matthew chapter 9, verse 36.
Chapter 9, verse 36.
Mm-hmm.
When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless.
They were confused and helpless, yeah?
Like sheep without a shepherd. He said to his disciples...
No, just verse 36. I told you that confused and it's like it's hopelessness. Hello? Hopelessness.
Baphelelwe yithemba.
So God needs someone.
UNkulunkulu udinga umuntu.
Who gives hope?
Obanika ithemba.
Someone sitting next to you.
Omunye ohlele duze kwakho.
Maybe at the verge of giving up.
Engaba nakho naye ukudangala.
They might be struggling.
Uyasokola.
You know, yesterday I was telling you that at the end of the month, there are people who get their salaries. And when they look at their salaries, they just start crying. You don't know what I'm talking about. You've gotten paid. But the money is rather stressing you than making you happy. When you think of the things that need to be done. You understand? Now think about the one who doesn't even have a salary that is clocking. Think about them when they are sitting alone. The thoughts that are running in that person's mind. The pain that that person is feeling. Asking himself or herself, why me? What have I done? That person needs hope. They need encouragement. So when you choose to become a shepherd, you choose to be someone who gives people hope. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
I remember some years ago, my own wife, one day, I think I had taken the key by mistake. And she had to wait for me to come back from work. And I think I came back home around 7, 8, I can't remember. And she had been waiting there. At that time, she was not working yet. I think you had just finished school or something like that. I married my wife while she was still at school. And when I got there, she started crying. And when my wife is sad, she just wants to sleep. We are opposites. She wants to sleep. Now I cannot sleep. And so she was stressed of the fact that she's not working. I said, sister, don't worry. You will work. And you know when you're in that situation, even sometimes the words of encouragement.
These people doesn't understand what I feel.
And I encouraged her. Today she's working. So we just need to give people hope. Just keep believing in God. Just keep trusting Him. Your situation will change.
Isimo sizoshintsha.
Tell a neighbor your situation.
Tshela umakhelwane isimo sizoshintsha.
Encourage somebody, say your situation will change.
Usedele umtshele isimo sizoshintsha.
The fact that we are children of God.
Isimo sokuthi singabantwana baNkulunkulu.
Doesn't mean that we are exempt from problems.
Akusho ukuthi sibantu beyinkinga.
They come to us just like any other person.
Beza kithi njengabantu bonke.
So we need each other. To encourage each other. To lift each other up.
Ukuba siphakamisane.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God needs
uNkulunkulu udinga
people who will give others hope.
Abantu abazonika abanye ithemba.
When I was in university.
Mangabe ngise university.
Every time when we are going to write exam or test. Ngasosonke
mangimele ngiyobhala itest.
I'll always be surrounded by people.
Bengungwa ngabantu.
How do you do this? Show me how. Bathu
kwenza kanjani lokho?
Sometimes me myself I'm trying to figure it out.
Ngizama.
But I'd be the only person.
Kodwa bengiyena
muntu. Who gives other people time?
Onika abanye abantu isikhathi.
Those who understand when the lecturer finishes his class, they're gone.
Lecturer mayiqeda bahambile.
So people will come to me and say, okay, no.
Bebeza kimi.
Let's try it like this.
Bethe zame ngale ndlela.
Some of them now are working and earning big salaries.
To basebenza bahola kakhulu.
Let's learn to give hope.
Asifunde ukunika ithemba.
Even when you yourself your situation is the same as the other
person. Lakho noma bese yafana nalawo
umuntu. Or sometimes even worse.
Nawe futhi mhlawumbe sidlulele.
Give the other person hope.
Nika umunye ithemba.
Don't worry, my friend.
Umtshe uthi ungakhathazeki mngani.
It will work.
Kuzolunga.
Hey, I've got so many points I'm stuck on the
first. Ngamapoint amaningi ngivaleleke kwelokuqala.
Many years ago.
Eminyakeni eminingi edlule.
I had a friend of mine who was from Lesotho.
Benginomngani wami bephumele Lesotho.
And we met at church.
Sahlangana ebandleni.
So during that season in our lives,
kulezo ikhathi empilweni yethu,
life was tough.
Impilo yayinzima.
Nothing was working.
Akukho kwakusebenza.
And I remember one day after church. Ngakhumbula
ngelinye ilanga emva kweservice.
It was late. Church finished late those days.
Kwaku late. Ngakuphuma ntambama.
We went and sat down.
Sahamba sahlala phansi.
And I remember I said to him.
Ngiyakhumbula ngathi kuye.
My friend.
Mngani wami.
When I look into my future.
Mangibuka ekusaseni lami.
I don't see anything.
Angiboni lutho.
I was hopeless.
Wathi bengiphelele ithemba.
Because of the struggles I was facing
and ngenxa yezinto engangiyibhekile ngaleso sikhathi.
He himself.
Yena uqobo lwakhe.
He was in a similar situation.
Naye wayefana nami.
And he said, my friend, I'm even worse.
Mina ngedlulele.
I'm a foreigner.
Ngingongaphandle.
But by the time we finish.
Kodwa ngenkathi siqeda.
We were giving each other hope.
Sasinikana ithemba.
And he was saying to me, my friend,
wayethi kimi mngani wami,
I will invite you to my wedding.
Ngizokumema emshadweni wami.
And I said, I will also invite you to my wedding.
Nami ngizokumema kowami.
And he said, my friend, one day,
wathi mngani wami ngelinye ilanga,
I will go to a hospital.
Ngizoya kuwesibhedlela.
And pray for every sick person.
Fike ngithandazele bonke abagulayo. And bazosukuma behambe esibhedlela.
Because now we are giving each other hope.
Manje sikinikana
ithemba. And as for me,
ngathi nami,
one day,
ngelinye ilanga,
I will go to the mortuary.
Ngizoya emoshari.
Every dead person.
Bonke abafileyo. Bayovuka ekufeni.
By the time we were going home.
Ngenkathi sihamba siye ekhaya. Sasinamandla.
Even though our situation had not changed.
Ngabe isimo sethu asishintshanga.
But over time.
Kodwa maqhubeka isikhathi.
I invited him to my wedding.
Ngamema mina emshadweni
wami. He invited me.
Naye wangimema kowakhe.
We are servants of God.
Singabantwana
bakaNkulunkulu. We are serving the Most High. God is busy working.
Uyasebenza
uNkulunkulu. We must give each other hope.
Asinikane ithemba.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. From today may you be a person who gives
namhlanje
ba
umuntu onika abanye ithemba.
Amen. Number 2.
Okwesibili.
God needs someone to change people's minds.
uNkulunkulu ufuna bazoshintsha imiqondo yabanye.
God needs someone
ufuna omuntu
to change people's minds.
Ozoshintsha imiqondo yabanye.
Romans chapter 12 verse 2.
KwaBase Roma chapter 12.
The book of Romans chapter 12. Well, start from verse 1. Read verse 1 and verse 2.
Romans 12 verse 1. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God, because all he has done for you, let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior of customs of this world.
Don't copy the
Customs and behavior of this world.
The customs and behavior of this world.
Yes.
But let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think.
Let God transform you
Vumela
into a new person by what?
By changing the way you think.
Changing the way you think.
Ashintsha ingqondo yakho.
Just finish off verse 2.
Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect.
Hallelujah. Amen. God needs people.
uNkulunkulu udinga abantu.
Who will change people's minds?
Abazoshintsha ingqondo zabanye.
A lot of us. Can you tell your neighbor that in this church you are not allowed to sleep?
Ungamtshela umakhelwane ukuthi kuleli bandla silale.
Just wake your neighbor up.
Awumvuse nje.
No sleeping here.
Akulaliwi la.
Hallelujah. I'm watching you very carefully.
Ngubhekile.
I don't allow sleeping. Hallelujah. Just shake off the tiredness.
Ngiyakazisa ukukhathala kwakho.
And I've got some church members, sometimes they work night shift.
Nginabanye ababesebenza
night
shift.
When they come back from work, they come straight to church.
Abasebenzini beza
sethu. So I understand sometimes we are tired.
Ngiyaqonda sikhathele.
But I don't allow you to sleep.
Kodwa ngifunika ukuthi ulale.
Hallelujah. There are many people.
Baningi abantu.
The way that they are behaving
indlela abenza ngayo izinto
and the direction that their life is going
indlela abahamba ngayo empilweni
is only going to be pain
iya ebuhlungwini
is only going to be suffering
iya ekhluphekeni
just in this life only
kuyo lempilo kuphela nje.
Now since we are in church
sithi silapha ebandleni
we don't want people to go to hell
asifuna abantu besihogweni.
You see, once you find yourself in hell,
Mawu ithola wena sesihogweni.
It's a permanent situation.
Awusaphumi.
Did you hear what I said?
Uyangizwa ngithini?
Hell is a permanent situation.
Isihogo kuphelela.
There's no second chance there.
Alikhe linye ithuba lesibili.
There's not that chance there.
Alikhe lesithathu.
All our chances are here on earth.
Amathuba ethu la kuphela.
And many people, the way they think,
indlela abacabanga
ngayo, the way they behave,
indlela abenza
ngayo,
indlela futhi abenza
ngayo,
baya khona ngempela esihogweni.
And many people don't enjoy when we talk about hell.
Abantu abaningi abajabule masikhuluma ngesihogo kodwa iqiniso into ekhona.
If you don't change the way you think,
mangabungashintsha indlela ocabanga ngayo,
you may open your eyes and see yourself.
Uzovula amehlo akho uyibone ukulapho.
The Bible says in hell,
iBhayibheli lithi esihogweni,
the rich man opened his eyes.
Indoda ecebile yavula amehlo.
Was too late.
Kwase kuphela isikhathi.
There was nothing he can do.
Kwase kungasekho engaphinde kwenze.
So sometimes,
kwesinye isikhathi,
your brothers, your sisters,
usisi wakho
nobhuti wakho, your uncles, your aunts,
umalume no aunt,
your neighbors,
umakhelwane,
the people in the community,
abantu emphakathini,
your friends,
abangani,
the way they are behaving,
indlela abenza ngayo,
the way they are behaving,
indlela abenza ngayo,
sometimes the way they are treating their spouse,
kwesinye isikhathi indlela abaphatha ngayo abantu babo.
There are some of you sitting here,
abanye beni bahleli la.
Let's not go there.
Asingayi lapho.
Let me rather talk about my family.
Athi ngikhulume ngomndeni wami.
I can't help you when I talk about my family.
Ngeke ngithi uphatheke kabi.
Should I say?
Kwakuhle.
Sometimes in our families. You understand what I'm saying? Your uncle is married.
Umalume wakho ushadile.
And you know,
when are we asked
that your uncle
ukuthi umalume
has a girlfriend?
Una girlfriend.
And a girlfriend?
Nenye
futhi. And a girlfriend?
Nenye ngale.
Is that good behavior?
Into enhle leyo.
So some of you, you love your friend.
Abanye benu uyamthanda umngane wakho.
And they are behaving in this manner.
And wenza ngaleyo ndlela.
And you don't correct.
And awumlungisi.
My friend, this is not correct.
Umngane wami lokho akukho lo akulunganga.
Rather yam khuthaza ayishayini
yakho. Uyagqoguzela umtshela uthi awuyibhoza ndoda.
Awuyibhoza.
Eh uya umshini.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If your friend,
uma umngane wakho,
if your sister,
usisi wakho,
your cousin,
ukhazini wakho,
doesn't know Christ,
akamazi uKristu,
they will go to hell.
Uzoya esihogweni.
They will go where?
Uzoyaphi?
To hell.
Esihogweni.
No matter how we can try to sugarcoat,
noma ngabe uzama ukuzenza,
it's a reality.
Ikuliqiniso.
And if you truly love them,
uma umthanda,
you will try to change them.
Uzozama ukumshintsha umqondo wakhe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So also in the church,
nasebandleni futhi,
there are many of us sitting here,
abaningi bahleli lapha,
one foot
olunyonyawo
is in the house of God,
lusendlini kaNkulunkulu,
the other foot is in the world,
lusemhlabeni.
Many believers are struggling,
amakholwa amaningi
ayasokola
ukuphelela,
to a life
empilweni
of living for God,
yokuhlala noNkulunkulu.
So they need you and I,
badinga mina nawe,
to help them understand,
ukubasiza ukuba baqonde,
that is possible,
ukuthi kuyenzeka,
to give yourself to God,
ukuyinikela wena kuNkulunkulu,
and be happy,
yena ujabule,
it's possible,
kuyenzeka.
You don't need to hurt yourself,
awudingi ukuyinikela,
to hurt your family,
ukulimaza umndeni wakho,
to be happy,
ukuthi ujabule.
You know, my little 5-year-old daughter,
intombazane yami encane,
she started school this year,
iqala isikole kulonyaka,
she's in grade 1,
igrade 1.
One of the things that her mother and I are trying to do,
izinto zimina nomama esizama ukuzenza,
is to try help her,
sizama ukumsiza,
feel the ecstasy, that feel goodness,
azenze thokozile.
You understand when I say ecstasy? Of achieving and doing well.
Ajabulela ukwenza okuhle.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Because there are many things that give ecstasy.
Ngoba kunezinto eziningi ezinika ukuphokophela.
You drink alcohol.
Uphuza utshwala.
That feeling of being drunk and
Leyo feeling onayo.
It's something people enjoy.
Yinto abantu abayithokozelayo.
Even though I don't understand it.
Noma ngingayazi.
Someone was telling us that they would drink dologa man.
Omunye besitshele ethi bephuza.
For example, here in Pretoria.
Isibonelo khona la ePitoli.
The next morning he will wake up in Johannesburg.
Ekseni uvuke seJosi.
Uri how he got to Johannesburg he doesn't know.
Ngakuthi ufike kanjani lapho.
And they're enjoying it next week.
And uyajabula
yo.
Ubuyela khona futhi.
It's an ecstasy that people enjoy.
Ukujoveka abantu abanakho.
And there's all kinds.
Kune inhlobo eziningi.
In the world.
Emhlabeni.
Do you understand? So we are trying to model our child's life.
Sizama ukumkhulisa ngaleyo ndlela.
So that she is made to feel good by good things.
Ukuthi azojabulela okuhle ngezinto ezinhle.
And not bad things.
Hayi izinto ezimbi.
that will ultimately hurt her.
Lokho kuyogcina kumlimaza.
Hurt her destiny, hurt her
future,
and hurt her eternal life.
Kulimaza ikusasa lakhe langunaphakade.
So we have to keep molding her mind.
Kumele lokho uzame ukujikisa umqondo wakhe.
Until she must think correct,
kumele ahlale cabanga okulungile,
she must love God,
athande uNkulunkulu.
Recently, her friends had visited her.
Umngane wakhe emvakashele.
And when we were taking the friends home,
ngenkathi uthatha umngane ekhaya,
I said to my wife, "Where's our daughter?"
Ngathi iphi intombazane yethu?
She said, "No, she wants to stay at home."
Wathi ufuna ukusala ekhaya.
So I was a bit angry. We went to take the friends home.
Bengkwatila ngamlana.
When I came back,
mangibuye.
5-year-old like this.
Una 5.
I gave it to her.
Ngayinika la kuyo.
You never do that again.
Ngeke uphinde ukwenze lokho futhi.
Someone has come to visit you.
Omunye uzoza kuvakashela.
And you can't even say goodbye.
Awusho nokuthi bye bye.
You can't even show gratitude that they came to visit.
Awujabuleni nokuthi bekuvakashela.
There were people around and I was like, "Hey!"
Abantu bebe khona ngathi, "Hey!"
Because I'm molding her mind.
Ngizama ukujikisa umqondo wakhe.
So our minds need to be constantly
inqondo yakhe idinga ukushintsha
constantly
ishintshe.
There's a way that you are thinking that may not be correct.
Ingangabi yona wena ungacabanga ukuthi yikho kodwa cha khona.
And so as children of God,
nomntwana kaNkulunkulu,
shepherds,
nomelusi,
not to say that we are perfect,
hayi ukuthi khona right,
but perhaps God has given you an understanding,
kodwa uNkulunkulu ukuphila lokho
kodwa
ukuthi ubhuti wakho nosisi wakho yena akakaqondi.
So we need to help them.
Kumele umsize
by transforming their minds,
uvuselele umqondo
wakhe,
umshintshe umqondo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I saying something?
Ngisho utho.
What number are we on?
Two.
Number 3.
3.
God needs someone who will take responsibility for his people.
uNkulunkulu ufuna umuntu ozonakekela abantwana bakhe.
God needs someone who will take responsibility.
Ufuna abantu abazonakekela abantwana bakhe.
Genesis chapter 3 verse 12.
Genesis chapter 3 verse 12.
Genesis 3 verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
The man replied, "It was the woman."
This is about Adam and Eve. Okay? This is after they ate from the tree that God said they shouldn't eat. So when God came to confront them, this was Adam's response.
The man replied, "It was the woman you gave me."
It was the woman, it wasn't me.
Owesifazane akusimina.
It was the woman.
Owesifazane.
Finish it off.
Who gave me the fruit and I ate it? Then the Lord asked,
Mina bengafuna ukudla nkulunkulu.
I didn't want to eat, my God.
But the woman.
Kodwa wesimame.
Takes no accountability. Takes no responsibility.
Angasukuma.
Many people.
Abantu abaningi.
Don't care about the house of God.
Abanendaba nendlo kaNkulunkulu.
A little hurting here at the church.
Ukuhlukumezeka nje okuncane la ebandleni.
Maybe khona ukubuke kabi so.
Noma khona you look at you bad.
You leave.
Uso hambile.
And sometimes you are doing stuff in the church.
Kwesinye isikhathi khona okwenzayo la ebandleni.
You are an important member of the house of God.
Ubalekile lapha endlini kaNkulunkulu.
You just drop it.
Uvela uyakushiya nje.
This is the work of God.
Umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu.
That God has entrusted you.
uNkulunkulu akuthembe kuwo kona.
These are people's lives.
Abayimpilo zabantu lezi.
That God has said, encourage them.
uNkulunkulu athe ngicela ungisize kubona obafundise. Ushumayele kubona.
And then maybe someone else, not even these ones.
Ayingisho laba.
Looks at you badly in the church.
Wena.
Mina ngiyayeka ngisafuneka.
Ulahla phansi njengethisha namafinyila.
Ayisho
njengethisha namafinyila. Amen.
Many people.
Abantu abaningi.
When it comes to the house of God.
Makuza endlini kaNkulunkulu.
To the work of God.
Emsebenzini kaNkulunkulu.
They don't want any responsibility.
Abafuni nje ukusukuma.
And remember, I told you the work of God
Kumbula,
is people.
Ati msebenzi kaNkulunkulu abantu bakhe.
The church is people.
Ibandla abantu bakhe.
So when you just drop it like that,
Mawuvela ulahla nje kanjalo.
You are saying I don't care. They go to hell. They don't go to heaven.
Uthangisena ndaba noma
bezihogweni. They not to pray. They don't know how to pray. I don't care. Can they read the Bible? I don't care.
Anginandaba noma bayafunda.
Responsibility that you want to
awunakho kunakekela okumele ube nakho.
You see, when you are a pastor,
mangabe upastor,
you need a big heart.
Udinga inhliziyo enkulu evulekile.
Sometimes I'll be praying for myself.
Kwesinye isikhathi ngizoke ngiyithandazele mina.
Kugcina amadola
sami. Kneel down.
And say to God, please help my heart.
Ngithi uNkulunkulu siza inhliziyo yami.
Sometimes I feel that I'm becoming bitter.
Kwesinye isikhathi ngiyazi ukuthi ngiphele inyamba munye.
When I just watch people just
mangibona abantu bevele belahla nje.
It hurts me.
Kungizwisa ubuhlungu.
Because I love God's people.
Ngoba ngiyabathanda abantu baNkulunkulu.
If only you knew.
Uma wena ubwazi.
How much we give up for you.
Ukuthi ngidela kanjani ngawe.
If only you knew.
Uma wena nje.
My wife sent me a text during the week.
Umama kwangisendela message.
She said something to me.
Usho into kimi.
If only you knew.
Uthe nje makuwe.
The pain.
Inhlungu.
That we go through.
Engihambile.
So that you can know Jesus.
Nawe ukuthi wazi uJesu.
God needs people.
UNkulunkulu udinga abantu.
Who will join this train?
Abazogibela lesitimela.
Who will commit to it?
Abazongena kusona.
No matter what.
Nongaba kwenzakalani.
Knowing that our rewards.
Bazi ukuthi imphumela yabo.
Are eternal.
Ibalindele.
Time is not our friend.
Isikhathi asibona umngane wethu.
I feel that my message is a bit heavy.
Ngizwa ngathi message yami yasinda.
Nonhlanhla, should I continue?
Sisi nonhlanhla ngingaqhubeka.
Let me give you the last one.
Asokugcina.
We are on number what?
Four.
Hey, I've got 10 points. So I don't know which one to leave out and which one to take. Hallelujah. I'll give you one more and then we'll continue next week. Is it okay?
Ngizokunikela ukugcina siqhubeke ngevikelizayo.
Please, I know my message is heavy. Don't miss church because of what I'm talking about.
Ungalove esontweni ngenxa lokho engikhuluma ngakho.
Number 4.
Okwesine.
God needs someone who will teach his people.
UNkulunkulu ufuna umuntu ozofundisa abantu bakhe.
He needs someone who will teach.
Ufuna ozofundisa abantu bakhe.
Matthew 28.
Ngokuka Matthew 28.
From verse 19 to 20.
Verse 19 kuya ku 20.
Matthew chapter 28. From verse 19 to verse 20. Higher. 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 When the praises go up, his glory is, glory comes down. Matthew 28 from verse, well, take it from verse 18.
Matthew 28 from verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, Go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all commands.
Do what?
To obey all the commands.
Teach these new disciples.
Fundisa bonke.
God needs someone who will teach.
Unkulunkulu ufuna umuntu ofundisayo.
Hallelujah. When you go to school,
mangabe esikoleni,
they teach you math and science.
Bakufundisa math
and science. Geography and what have you.
Ne geography ne history.
When you go to university,
mawuya university,
they teach you whatever qualification you want to have.
Whatever subject ukuba nayo.
Wherever you go in life,
lapho oya khona empilweni,
they are teaching you whatever they are teaching.
Bakufundisa lokho abakufundisa khona.
But God also needs someone.
Kodwa noNkulunkulu ufuna umuntu.
Who will commit to teach the word of
God. Ozoyingenelela yena ekufundiseni izwi lakhe.
What did I say?
Ngitheni?
The word.
Izwi.
There are so many people in life that are teaching everything.
Baningi abantu empilweni abafundisa izinto ezihlukene.
But there are few who are teaching the word.
Kodwa bancane abafundisa izwi.
Teaching people about the things of God.
Ukufundisa umuntu ngezinto kaNkulunkulu.
Teaching people about the ways of God.
Ufundisa umuntu ngeindlela zakhe.
Teaching people about the word of God.
Ngezwi likaNkulunkulu.
Teaching people about heaven and earth and hell and all these things.
Umtshela ukuthi kunesihogo nokuphila.
It's very few.
Bancane.
Many of us have many questions.
Abaningi bethu banemibuzo eminingi.
We just need somebody.
Sidinga umuntu
who will teach us.
Ozosifundisa.
Nonhlanhla, I remember one day.
Sisinonhlanhla ngakhumbula ngelinye ilanga.
A certain lady used to come to our church.
Omunye wesimame
bejwayele ukuza esontweni. This is before I became a pastor.
Andokuba ngibe
pastor. Before I even got married.
Andokuba futhi ngishade.
And you know when you love God.
Yazi mawuthanda uNkulunkulu.
So this lady used to be in a prayer ministry that we used to have.
Lois mama bela lapha enhlanganweni yokuthandaza.
And back then after prayer I used to take everybody home.
Benginokubathatha ngibase emakhaya.
My car used to masigibele speed hump izohwaya.
Mothe maybe hwaya phansi.
Ibifana nebus
njengebus.
So when we dropped this lady home, she used to live in Mamelodi,
Emma 16.
Is there something called Emma
16?
When I dropped her,
mangimshiya.
Normally when I drop people at night, I just make sure that they've entered the house, that they are safe. So while I was waiting, this lady came back running.
Wabuya kitchen.
And she said, "Oh, I hear a noise."
Wathi ngizumsindo.
And we said, "No, don't worry, everything."
Ngathi khululeka.
And she was afraid.
Wayesaba ethukile.
She was saying without saying, "Please go check."
Wayesho nje ethi hamba back.
I was afraid. I was shaking. I went to check. Nami ngangisaba ngaya ngithanga. Father, go before me. Let angels go before me.
Ingelozi mayihambe phambo wami.
I checked the night,
Ngabheka, ngabheka.
And there was nothing.
I said,
there's nothing at your place. Go back.
Ngathi akho lutho, hamba olala.
The things we do for people of God.
Izinto ezenzela
abantu bakho. I always wonder that if there was a thief there, what was I going to do?
Uma kwakuyisigebengu ngangiyokwenza njani?
So I remember one day we were taking the same lady home.
Besithatha yena lo wesimama ekhaya.
And my wife was there with me, but at that time we were not even beloved. I had not even told her that as sister.
Nanga kamtsheli nokuthi yesisi.
Yazi ngathi
it seems like.
But she was one of my members in the prayer ministry.
But nayo wayekhona enhlanganweni nebandla.
And so when we got there, that lady had some problems.
Nasifika lapha nalo wesimama nenkingi.
And so we prayed for her.
Samthandazela.
Then as I was about to leave the house,
ngakathing mele sihambe.
I said to her, "Sister, are you born again?"
Sisuzelwa kabusha na.
And the lady said, "I'm not born again."
Wathi angizalwa.
And she had been coming to church.
Ene behlaleza la ebandleni.
Even in the ministry, even in the prayer ministry.
Nasemthandazweni.
And she said, I'm not born again.
Wathi cha, ngizalwa ngakabusha.
And I said, would you like to be born again?
Wathi uyafuna ukuzalwa kabusha na?
She said, no.
Wathi hayi, hayi.
So I said to her, do you know what being born again means?
Wathi uyazi ukuchaza ukuthini na?
She said, no.
Wathi cha.
I explained it to her in 5 minutes.
Yeah, in 5 minutes.
Just means to receive Jesus.
Ukuthi nje amukele uJesu
into your heart.
Empilweni yakho.
Believing.
Khuleka.
That he came to this earth.
Ukuthi uzile la
emhlabeni.
Wakufela.
If you believe in him,
mawukholo,
you become a child of God.
Uzoba umntwana kaNkulunkulu.
Her face light up.
Ubuso bakhe bavuleka.
Like, is that what born again is?
Wathi ikho khona lokho.
So yeah.
Ngathi eh.
So I want to be born again.
Wathi sengiyafuna ke.
And I led her to Christ right there.
Namusa kuJehova.
See, God needs people who will teach.
uNkulunkulu ufuna abantu abazofundisa.
This lady was running away from something she didn't even know what it was.
Ehlale baleke ngazi ukuthi ubalekelana.
Some years ago,
eminyakeni edlule,
we used to go to hospitals.
Besiya ebedlela.
And preach to the sick.
Sishumayela kwabagulayo.
And one time when I was doing that work,
ngesinye isikhathi ngisenza lo msebenzi.
I was going from ward to ward.
Bengiyayi ward ne
ward. Talking to every sick person.
Ngikhuluma kubona bonke abagulayo.
And I remember there was this other old man.
Ngikhumbula khona omunye ubaba omdala.
Who was sitting there.
Owayehleli laphaya.
Visiting hours, he was alone.
Visiting hours, wayeyedwa.
And so I went to him and said, sir, can I please speak to you?
Ngathi baba ngingahlala nawe.
And I said, I would like to tell you about Jesus.
Ngathi ngifuna ukukutshela ngoJesu.
And he said, yes, you can speak to me.
Wathi yebo, ngakhuluma nami.
And I just told him the simple message.
Ngamtshela nje umyalezo.
God loves you so much.
uNkulunkulu uyakuthanda.
That he gave his son.
Ukuthi wanikele.
So that if you believe in him,
wathi
mawukholeka kuyena,
ngeke
uze. But has everlasting life.
Uzoba nokuphila
okuphakade. I just a simple message like that.
Ngamtshela nje lokho okuncane.
So then I said to her, sir, would you like to be born again?
Ngiyafuna ukuzalwa kabusha.
I'll never forget his reaction.
Ngikhohlwa izenzo zakhe. Wathi yeyi.
I would love to be born again.
Wathi ngingajabula ukuzalwa kabusha.
His reaction to me was like, you know, I was just waiting for somebody to tell.
Kwabe ngathi ngangilinde umuntu ongangifaka kulendlela.
Had someone told him earlier he would have been born again way.
Ukungathi kube khona amtshela kudala ngabe kade azalwa kabusha.
But it took some boy to visit him in hospital.
Kodwa kwamthatha nje umfana ukuba esibhedlela.
Not even his family member.
Hayi ngisho umndeni wakhe.
And I went and I shared the word.
Ngahamba ngahlanganyela naye.
And he received Jesus glory.
Wamukela uJesu kahle.
God needs people who teach.
uNkulunkulu ufuna abantu abazofundisa.
Who teach the word.
Abazofundisa izwi.
So many people teach us snacks.
Abantu abaningi basifundisa izinto zongodwa.
Evil things.
Ezimbi.
I remember when I was a young boy.
Sakhula ngomfana.
There were some friends around me.
Kwakunabangane eduze kwami.
And they taught me how to smoke.
Bangifundisa ukuthi kubhenywa kanjani.
So yazi mahamba nabangani manu.
You know if you are with friends mara.
They were holding cigarettes.
Babe phethe ugwayi.
And just puff and pass, puff and
but
pass.
Don't abe pass, abe don't abe pass.
So they gave me the cigarette.
Banginika.
And I also
ngakhipha. Ngadonsa ngakhipha.
And we were just puffing and passing.
Ndokusenza njalo.
And one particular guy
omunyo yedwa
was looking at me
engibuka mangidonsa
puffing
indlela engidonsa ngayo
and he said my guy you are doing it the wrong way
wacha kwenziwa kanjani
so when you pull it in let it go inside
ndonsa kiyeke ngene phakathi
because me I was just it was turning in my mouth and going out
man,
so he said let it go inside
wathi kiyeke ngene phakathi
he was teaching me how to smoke
engifundisa ukuthi kubhenywa kanjani
people are teaching us all kinds of things.
Abantu basifundisa zonke izinto lezi.
Very few people are teaching us.
Bancane abafundisa ukuthi uNkulunkulu ufuna senzeni.
And God needs you to be that.
Yena uNkulunkulu ufuna wena ube lowo muntu.
Hello. Are you still here?
Nisekhona.
God needs you to be that.
uNkulunkulu ufuna wena ube lowo muntu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the church that I grew up in.
Ebandleni engikhulele kulona.
My pastor used to say that as a parent
upastor bethi uma umzali
it's difficult to tell your children something
kunzima ukutshela umntana wakho izinto
I mean some parents don't have a problem
abazali abanye abanayo inkinga
when your children get to the stage of falling in love
kodwa mangabe fika kuleso stage sokukhula
is it easy to sit them down and say no this is how
kuba nzima ukuhlala nayo umtshele lokho nalokho
Sandile was telling me yesterday
babu Sandile bengitshela something
that he tells his son when he's naughty He tells him that, you see, where I bought you from, they said that if this child gives you a problem, you can bring him back. You can bring him back. So every time when he's not, he say, hey, please pack his bags. Let's go exchange. These are the things that we have to, because it's not easy to have certain discussions with your children. And I always tell my church members that many of us, we think that our children are angels, only to find that your child is the devil himself and the friends are demons. Hey, we have been young.
This banan.
One time my friends and I, we went to one of our friends' homes. And one of the parents there looked at one of us.
Said,
you know, this is a very good boy. Him!
Yeah.
If only you knew what he does when you are not there. And sometimes you need other people who know God, who will tell your child the correct
thing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord needs teachers. He needs them. Can you be a teacher? Can you allow God to speak through your mouth? To teach other people about God? About the word of God? There is a need for shepherds. Because people are fainted and are scattered abroad. We need shepherds. We need people who love God enough to be different. Who are not just being like everybody else. Living for clothes. Living for shoes. Living for hair. Living for... We need people who care. My prayer is that you will be one of them. If you agree with my prayer, say amen.
Amen. Amen.
May I be one of them. May you be one of them. Whom the Lord will use to teach his people, to train his people, to bring up his people, to cause his people to see clearly and to see correctly, to bring hope. May you and I become the one in Jesus' name. May we choose to be different. May we not be like everybody else who only cares about themselves, who only cares about their families, they only just see them only. They don't care about the next person. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's rise to our
feet.
May you and I be the one. May your colleagues know Jesus because of you. When I used to work, our company would have functions every now and then. And there would be people, Paul, who are my colleagues, who are Christians like me. Hallelujah. Just borrow him another mic quickly. Give him that blue one or something. My colleagues, because I would know we would talk. This one will say, I'm a Christian. This one will say, no, I'm not a Christian. So when we go to functions, when it's time to order what to drink, I'll see my fellow Christian sister, my fellow Christian brother, ordering alcohol.
You said you are a Christian, Mos.
Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye renewed by the transformation of your mind. May we stand strong. When they drink, may we just drink juice and be happy. May we drink water and be happy. Your amens are suspicious. May we drink juice and be happy. May we drink cool drink and be happy. May we drink water and be happy. Put your hands together for Jesus. You don't have to please anybody. One day when they are in distress, they will remember that where we are working, there's a Christian. And they will come to you for help. And you will help them with the word of God. And you will lead them to Christ. And change their lives. Hallelujah. May you be different. Don't be like the world. We are in the last days now. The time for playing around is over. It's time to ensure that in God's eyes, we are in the right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we close, I want you to pray for yourself. I'm sure that God has been speaking to you. Like I said when I began, I want to recruit you to being someone who wants to participate in the sufferings of Christ. Paul said the sufferings of Christ are not over. He still needs you and I to go through whatever we have to go through, that many people will know him. My prayer for you is that you will choose by choice and have a desire and a longing to participate in the sufferings of Christ. If you are here and my message has been touching you, and you know that I'm talking to you, and you know that God wants to take you deep, and you know that God wants to use you, I want you to begin to pray for yourself and ask the Lord, say, Lord, set me apart, use me. Set me apart. Use me. Change the way I
shape.
Let me begin to love you. Let me begin to love your work. Let me give myself to your work. Let me take the responsibility to make sure that your work is progressing. If you are here like that, begin to pray for yourself. Begin to talk to your God.